This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks for being part of the conversation, too. Head up to the website, because what I want is I want your email address. If you see a little white box up there for the newsletter, just check in once a week. I send you an email one time a week. Is that too much to ask for you, one time a week? To take something for, and if you don't like it, you know, you see the headline, you don't like what it's about, you just throw it away. It's that simple. But I'll let you know what guests are coming on, what we're talking about, what we're doing, subjects we'll be discussing. Some of our sponsors are up there as well. You know, so again, it's simply help me get the message out. If you don't like what I have to say, you just delete it. It ain't a lot of work, I'm telling you. So, you know, as some of you know, you average listeners or regular listeners, I mean, nobody average listening. Some of you regular listeners know that when I do my weekly piece, it's the one that it's for the higher the people can read at a higher level. Okay, so I do 1,000, 1,200, 1,400 words, and the rest of the story is all week long, pretty short. And I try to get into detail about certain issues and things. And so this week here, I'm watching everybody talk about Obama versus Trump and Hillary and who should go to Louisiana, who shouldn't. And I wasn't going to write about this until one of his guys, one of the press guys said, you know, you can't expect Mr. Obama to be, or President Obama to be everywhere, you know, all the time. And I was thinking to myself, okay, that's valid. I'll tell you what I can do, though. I can't expect him to leave the golf course. He can't be at the golf course and Louisiana at the same time. So get off the golf course. That would help. That would be nice. And show people you give a fudge about them. And what I really thought was interesting was that, again, this is concrete evidence, right? Concrete evidence that we are no longer Americans. We are now Democrats and Republicans who happen to live in a place called the United States. In the past week, according to many reports, right, the flooding in Louisiana is the worst natural disaster since Hurricane Sandy. And we all know how crazy we got about Hurricane Sandy, right? And I'm not belittling Hurricane Sandy. I'm just saying we all know how bad that was. So as is the norm these days, the loons on the far left and the mainstream media, they rallied to the president's defense before the man could even take another putt. They went on to say things like I said earlier, he can't be everywhere all the time. His presence would only make things worse. Nothing can move when he's on the ground. Well, nothing moves anyway when he's around, so... You know, but some of the stuff sounds valid. You hear it, you go, okay, man, that could be. But notice I said the flooding is the worst since Hurricane Sandy, right? The president hasn't or hadn't made a statement at the time I wrote this. Not a word. Now, while I was writing this, I heard that he was going to go out there on Tuesday. But like a good government worker, and I'm not putting down all the government workers, but if you're a government worker, you know what I mean by this. He was on vacation. Job can call all they want. I'm busy being on vacation. He wasn't coming off the vacation. There wasn't going to happen. I want you to think this through. Do not be one of those people that just does what the party says to do. That's it. End of discussion. He was playing golf. I mean, after all, God, my God. He's playing golf on Martha's Vineyard. You know, he probably had bad cell reception or something. That was something. You know, I mean, his people probably have it handled. You know, just hopeful that they're not using the same people who handled Benghazi or Fast and Furious or something like that. Anyway, the Katrina disaster. During that, the left was just spouting all kinds of nasties. Like, people were drowning. The President of the United States was playing a guitar in San Diego. I don't remember him playing a guitar, but if they say so. Nothing about Mr. Blamo's golf course, though, is it? Remember when Chris Rock said that the Obamas are like the country's mother and father? You know, you listen to your father, right? You listen to your mother. The problem is that what father would leave his kids to drown? What father would leave his kids without food or fresh water or help? So, according to U.S. according to the U.S. News report, back during the Katrina problem, they wrote, Americans across the country were shocked by the television images they saw in Katrina's immediate aftermath. People stood on rooftops, waving their arms, pleading for help as the floodwaters inundated their communities. Making matters worse was the 67% of New Orleans was African American. 30% of the residents were poor, creating the impression that the government, the Bush administration, was insensitive and neglectful of the minorities and the less fortunate. They went on to print, while all this was going on, the President of these United States remained aloof from this disaster. Day after day, George W. Bush continued a long-planned vacation on his 1,600-acre Prairie Chapel Ranch in Crawford, Texas. And his staff didn't want to burden him with the detailed information about the situation on the golf course. Man, you know, that sounds bad. Doesn't it? Now, as I've always said, the left doesn't want equality. They've never wanted equality. They want control. They want you to believe their narrative no matter what. They want total control. They want to control what you see. They want to control what you digest. They want to control how you make decisions. Now, imagine today if they were honest. If our media, I know you don't want to hear about George, about Trump. He's right, though. If our media was honest. If you want to hear what our media, if you want to hear what it would be like to have an honest media, you're just going to have to come back after the break. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I, you know, the stuff you guys sent me during the break is hilarious. I mean, some of it really is funny, and some of it I wish I could read on the air, but guess what, I can't. Anyway, I am Joe, Senior Host. Thanks for joining me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Look, we were talking about the Louisiana flooding here. Yeah, and it was kind of quiet. I will say one thing. It was kind of quiet. Most people didn't know what was happening over there, because it wasn't well covered for whatever reason. Maybe because it wasn't being well responded to. I don't know. But I was talking, before the break, I was talking about how the mainstream media, they will, I mean, I'm telling you, these guys would lose a limb to protect the Democrat over any situation whatsoever. So we have Obama. We have Hillary. And they don't seem to want to show up for work. They won't go check this out. So the, and as I read earlier, the U.S. News and Report wrote a whole thing about Bush. They wrote a whole thing about, you know, people, and you'll have to go back to the next, last segment to hear it. I don't want to do the whole thing all over again. So I said, if mainstream media was honest, which I know, that's kind of funny. The fact that I'd even say it shows you how funny it is. Then the new papers, the new comments, whatever's out there right now, should read something similar, should it not? What they should read is something like, Americans across the country were shocked by the television images they saw in the immediate aftermath after the flooding. People stood on rooftops, waving their arms, pleading for help as the floodwaters inundated their communities. So far, nothing I said is untrue based on what we've seen over the last week or so. Making matters worse was that 67% of the New Orleans was African American. 30% of the residents were poor, are poor, whatever. Creating the impression that the government was insensitive and neglectful of the minorities and the less fortunate. Hello? We're talking about a black president here. You think that's why they couldn't print it or didn't print it? Well, now, while all this was going on, the president of these United States remained aloof from the disaster. Day after day, Mr. Obama continued a long-planned vacation in Martha's Vineyard, honing his golf skills. People are drowning, people dying, and they're honing his golf skills. And his staff didn't want to burden him with detailed information about the situation on the Gulf Coast. Now, you would think that'd be really simple, right? The way it should read, shouldn't it? You'll never see that printed. What you're going to see over the coming days, because he's going to head over there, is you're going to hear about how, you know, he went there and he landed. And people just loved him. They'll surround him with people that love him no matter what. Both sides have their diehards, right? A black president would care if 67% of New Orleans was African American and 30% of the residents were poor. He'd be all over this, right? I know he's busy. Hey, he's got a stressful job. Maybe he needed some time away. He needed to think about it. He needed to work it through. He needed to relax, right? Maybe like when the American journalist was beheaded, he would have at least driven his golf cart to the podium, put on a suit coat, simply made some kind of statement, right? Like, I can't do his voice at all, so I'm not even trying. Our hearts and prayers go out to the people of Louisiana. I've instructed my staff to do whatever it takes to get you the help you need to get to safety and save whatever you have left. And maybe, I was thinking of sending Border Patrol there since their agents aren't working on the border, but we didn't have enough funds to transport them since we spent over $30,000 per refugee to process them and have them lost in our system. Well over 100,000 of them. Well, I got to go now. I'm well past my tea time. Good luck. Catch you later. I mean, anything he said would have been better than what he said, which is nothing. Anyway, you get the picture, right? Show you care. He doesn't even show he cares. George W. decided to do a flyover to see firsthand what happened instead of relying on mainstream media. He got blasted. The story went on to say many Americans saw the photo of him flying over the devastation Air Force One, which was widely disseminated as evidence that Bush was too distant from the misery below. Bush would later concede that allowing the photo to be taken was a huge mistake because it made him seem detached and uncaring. Now, there's a little side note here, right? You know that currently the White House doesn't even allow you to do that. They don't allow photographers in the rooms where the meetings are at. No, no. What they do is they have these meetings that go on during the day, and they give pictures of the press. They give narratives and words from what was said, you know, the overall what was said at the meetings. That's transparent and open, is it not? Isn't that how they do it? Paper goes on to say that Bush declined to visit the devastating area right away. White House aides said that at the time that Bush didn't want to cause disruptions in rescue and recovery efforts by diverting security and communications to himself. But Bush allies privately conceded that he could quickly have visited somewhere along the Gulf Coast with minimal disruption, perhaps a staging site to show solidarity with the victims. Again, I say, no, yeah, yes, I have lost it. But seriously, if they're going to write this stuff, oh, here we go. Again, if the paper's going to write this stuff, if mainstream media's going to put this stuff out there, you need to push them to be honest and sincere. You could try anyway. What should have been written today is Obama declined to visit the devastating area right away. White House aides said that Obama didn't want to cause disruptions in the rescue and recovery efforts by diverting security and communications to himself. Conservatives crying foul say that he could have quickly visited somewhere along the Gulf Coast with minimal disruptions, perhaps a staging site to show solidarity with the victims. See, it doesn't work both ways. They won't let you let it work. Matter of fact, you're the one allowing them to get away with this. You're the one allowing this to happen. Yes, you conservatives. You got to hit them in the purse. You know, again, 10,000 of you write letters to the sponsors of some of these programs that have put this garbage out, that we're not shopping and encouraging our friends not to shop at your establishment anymore. Something will change. I guarantee it. You know, people, you got to get a clue. The mainstream media wouldn't call out Hillary or Obama or any other high-ranking official if they were caught beheading Christians themselves in the middle of a town square. They wouldn't say anything about them. If they caught Hillary and Obama carrying the money, personally handling it to Iran, you wouldn't hear anything. Anyway, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can read the rest of that. And other great stories. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. And your baby better be American-made when I say that. Don't get vulgar and nasty. Listen up. When I say that, what I mean by that is, look, we have 94 million Americans out of work, okay? Give or take a few hundred thousand. And can you please try to buy American? I realize it's really hard to buy American. But, you know, you're on this interweb thing all day long. You're on Facebook all day long. You're doing all this stuff all day long. How about you look up some of the product that you're going to buy? And find out where it's manufactured, where it's assembled. Some product is assembled overseas. Some product, the parts are made all over the world. They send them here for assembly. Whatever it is, can we please try to buy stuff that's made in this country in some way, shape, manner, or form? It would excite me tremendously. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me today. All right, we're talking about the difference between Obama and Bush, but here's the problem. It's not so much the difference between Obama and Bush. Bush made a lot of mistakes. Can we just, it's just us, right? We can talk. Bush made a lot of mistakes. And if we're gonna harp on them, we need to do it equally. And this is why I pulled up both of these pieces. To show you, to prove to you, to give you something to work with, to show you that the media has never been fair with us. Pretty much never. They may have hidden how they felt a little better, but they've never been fair with us. And the reason I took those two articles or three articles in particular is because you truly could interchange those words for what's going on today. Now, Bush didn't want to come right away because he said he would slow things down. He was a jerk for doing that, according to the left. Obama does it. He's a hero. He's a saint. He's got to figure it out. Look how smart he is. It's just so wrong. It's just so wrong in so many ways. Look, people, the country's in a world of hurt. You know it's in a world of hurt. We all know it's in a world of hurt. For the first time in my adult life, I'm really concerned about the future of this country. And And I'll tell you why. Lately, I've been spending a lot more time with my grandchildren. And I remember when I was first married, you know, when you're younger and you get a lot of energy, you think, you know, I could sleep in the back of a dumpster. I could sleep in the back of my car. It's not a big deal. You know, if things go sideways, it's not a big deal. And then as you get older, you have kids, and, you know, maybe you buy a house too quick or whatever, and you start thinking, okay, well, you know, we can downsize to an apartment, you know, when we go backwards like that. The effect is minimal. But now going forward, because I wasn't paying attention in my early years, I was too busy raising a family like most of you were, which I now know is not an excuse. It was my way of backing out. And if you don't pay attention, my grandchildren are going to get stuck with this bill. Yeah, it's kind of selfish. My grandchildren are going to get stuck reaping the rewards of the mistakes that we make. My grandchildren may grow up in a country that doesn't have male or female. It has human or person or whatever they're going to come up with. Right? My grandchildren may grow up in a society or in a group or in a time when they can't choose what they go. You know, the Olympics drove something home, too, that I don't think many people really understand. The Americans, and I'm sure there's other countries, but I can only speak for America because I know for sure. We're mostly an all-volunteer organization when it comes to the Olympics. Our kids compete from a young age for placement, you know, across the country. And we truly get the best of the best, the people that try the hardest, fight the hardest. You know, my dad used to say, never really understood until I got older. And he wasn't a big pro football fan. He loved college football. And he used to say things like, the college guys are fighting to make it to the pros. The college guys are fighting for that million or $2 million paycheck. Once you get to the pros, you can still be on the payroll with a hangnail. You're there. So there was a whole different attitude, a whole different mood between the two. So now I'm looking at our candidates. I'm not so much concerned about what they're saying. What we keep forgetting is Obama said a lot. Right? He made a lot of people buy into him. And we're worse off now than we were when he took office. Now, be honest about it. Don't spew the numbers. Go look them up yourself, as I did. I may even write about that later on this week. Right? So my grandchildren may get stuck with a Supreme Court that's that will have 6-3 decisions forever, or for a long time to come, where the liberals will come. See, that's the one place there's not supposed to be any kind of partisan politics. That Constitution should be, those are the 9 guys that should discern that Constitution to the T, to the letter of the law. But they don't. They bend to whatever side they happen to come from politically. So the only way you're going to fix this is to get off your butt and do something about it. And that doesn't mean you spending a boatload of money. That means you calling friends, calling loved ones, dialing for the person that you care about, that you'd like to see become the next president, senator, whatever, school board member. And head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can, again, watch live, listen live, take the polls. There's a lot going on up there. You can read the stories, the articles. You can, I don't know, there's a gazillion things up there that you could partake of, that you could be involved with. And then let the writers know you appreciate what they are writing, what they are talking about. Now, see, I've already started to take a lot of crap for what I wrote. I don't really care. You already know that. But even the black senators, even guys up on the Hill, even people there in D.C. are saying he's made a mistake here. Former Louisiana State Senator Elbert Gilroy, Elbert Gilroy, is that it? Gilroy? Has accused President Obama of turning a blind eye to the flooding in the state. saying doesn't seem to care about the plight of the poor black people. Gee, I just said that, but I'm not black, so I'll get a ration of crap for it, but I'll deal with it. Speaking to guest host Breitbart London editor Raheem Kassam on Breitbart News Sunday, Senator Gilroy questioned why President Obama could not cut short his golfing. I asked the same question. I got beat up, but I asked the same question. You know, and to think about with all the resources he has in front of him, all he had to do was say, hey, we're getting on the plane, boys. We're going to go down and check things out. We should be back in a couple hours. When Kassam quoted Kanye West, who said in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina in 2005 that former President George Bush's response showed he didn't care about black people, Senator Gilroy said the same thing could be said about President Obama. I guess we're the same company here. Under Obama's administration, he bailed out the banks, he bailed out Wall Street, but black unemployment is the highest it's been since the Great Depression. More than 60% of our students, sometimes as many as 90 in urban areas, can't read or write at grade level. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, guys. I sit here and think about this. I think about how much I fought. I can't speak to you. I can only speak to me. I know how much I fought to make things happen. Are you on board? Are you willing to fight as much? I don't know. Anyhow, before I get too aggravated, let me move on. Now I can't move on. He called on his fellow African-Americans to abandon the government plantation and the party of disappointment so that we may echo the words of a Republican leader who's famously said, free at last, free at last. Thank God my God, he even used the word God. Right? You know, you look out there. That's a great point. I'm talking about smart people emailing me and such. Listen up. We're a Black Lives Matter. Almost 70% of those people that are affected down there are black. I don't see them coming to help out. Am I missing something here? Is it only, do Black Lives Matter only care about white people being in the way, or do they care about actually honestly helping black people? And the Black Panthers run around either. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Give that some thought. We'll be back in a minute.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I'll put you on the mic, right? We are back. It's a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, do be part of the conversation. Obviously, I can't force you to do anything, but if you hop up on the website, realside.com, we have a live chat room going up there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. And, you know, you can send me a message, joe@therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A million ways to get involved in the conversation, as I said. And I do want you involved. I don't care whether it's me. Well, I do care. I mean, I'd rather have you here. But whether it's this show or another show or what have you, get involved in the conversation. If for no other reason, at least you find out how the other side thinks, right? At least you get a clue as to what the other side is thinking. And it's how you get informed. Anyway, so we're talking about the Senator Elbert Guillory. I think that's his name, Guillory. He's a former Louisiana state senator and an African-American. And he is really upset at how Obama has handled this whole situation in Louisiana. Now, here's a former Democrat that became a Republican because he claimed the Republican Party, I mean, the Democratic Party left him. Right? And then, on top of that, he's an African-American who feels like the president has abandoned them as well. So I said to you, you know, in the last segment, where's BLM? This is why these groups are pretty much, we don't give them a whole bunch of credence. BLM and Black Panthers. Where are they? They've got money. They've got resources. They've got people that can help. Where are they? Seriously. Anyhow, this to me shows you how disingenuous some of these guys are. And I really shouldn't say that. They're almost all disingenuous now. Now, every time you turn around and you get one of these stories, you find out just how much they really don't care about us. How much this administration really doesn't care about what's going on in our lives. I am Joe Messina. I am your host. Okay, listen, can we lighten it? You think I can lighten this up? I doubt it. I could try like heck, but I doubt it. I love going, you know, the other week, though, one of you guys nailed me. You got me to talk about a phony story. Because between the breaks, I like to peruse your emails real quick and see what's what and what we could talk about. And some of you sneak in those fake ones. All right, let's see. What do we have? There you go. It's good to waste your money as much as humanly possible. Ohio State University will be offering a course on critical animal studies. All right, they're going to explore how societal structures facilitate and underpin animal subjection in its various levels and forms. Now, the course will be taught by Tobias Linné, a Swedish professor who developed the curriculum at Lund University. I wonder who checks this stuff out. I would be curious. Now, here's the part that caught my eye. Like, who really cares about animal studies? I don't. Right? I got a dog, I feed it, it's happy. You got a cat, you give it a place to go to the bathroom, it's happy. There's my extension or my extent of animal studies. Now, this Swedish professor, Linné, who has built something of a career in the field of, in this particular field at Lund University, he's coming out, I guess just for a semester to teach at OSU. Now, students will learn how, I'm not a well-educated man. So I don't, some of these words I go, they can't be real. Anyway, students will learn how speciesism corresponds with racism and sexism. You knew they could get it in there. You knew if they tried hard enough, they could get it in there, right? This is not a surprise to anybody. This wouldn't be a surprise to any of my listeners, anyhow. What is speciesism? Speciesism? And how does it interact with racism and sexism? That's according to an advertisement for the course obtained by Campus Reform here. How can feminism insights about oppression be used to call attention to the inequities of power between humans and animals? What place do animals have in the struggle of society justice? Animals have no place in the struggle of society justice unless the struggle is to get them on my plate, if you know what I'm saying. So, I've got to get nasties on that one. Yes, I eat meat. Get over it. Linné will teach the course at OSU's Department of Women's Gender and Sexual Studies, which did not respond to inquiries from the news source. I don't understand. I do not understand this. This is money. You're paying for your student to see how this critical animal studies course. So how the animals that you own and how you interact with them shows how you're going to deal with women, what's your stand is going to be on social struggles and social justice. I just want to. I could teach this class. I probably know as much as he does. An online description of the course calls it an introduction and orientation to the burgeoning multiple disciplinary field of critical animal studies. God, Well, CAS's focus is very much on the topic of animals specifically, the way in which it integrates and pursuit to uncover the way in which power manifests and frames our relations into scholarly inquiry could be considered akin to what's distinguished the approaches taken by other critical fields, such as gender or post-colonial studies. And these are my trigger warnings, the post-colonial country here. Let me see. An accompanying overview states, this means that, okay, so one of the brochures states, this means that one key aspect of CIS is a holistic understanding of the commonality of the oppressions. Look, they use these words so that you'll think they're extremely smart to the point where you won't question anything they say, but question everything they say. I'd be raising my hand and go, look, I barely made it out of high school. I need some help here. Right? They go on to say, CS is a holistic understanding of commonality of oppressions, how all these tie together in an oppressive way, right? And other hierarchical... Come on, can I have some more three- and four-letter words? Who's writing this stuff? The hierarchical ideologies and institutions are viewed as part of a larger interlocking global system of domination. See? Is that white, old white guy wants to dominate you like he dominates his cat, his dog, his hamster, his pork chop. Yeah, I said it. Students enrolled in the biweekly course will receive 3 credits upon successful completion for the course. Now, the course does not count towards any general education. Ooh, no, really? What do we need you to tell us that? I love that stuff. I just think that stuff is hilarious. What this has to do with anything, I don't know. But notice that it was brought back. It's always brought back to sexism, right? It's always brought back to how the general populace sees these social issues. Because, you know, we've got to spend money on this. Let me see what else. That was a good one. I went by that one 100 miles an hour. Here's one. The University of Mississippi has told their marching band they can no longer play the song Dixie. I told you, we're going out of our minds. We are going to so whitewash history, we're never going to know what we did wrong. We're just going to think that we're, well, the white folks won't, but everybody else will think they've just done a wonderful job. You know what I'm saying? So, again, as I said, the University of Mississippi Marching Band will no longer be allowed to play Dixie, which I don't understand. The old Miss Athletics Department announced a decision in a statement Friday calling the move an effort to be more inclusive for all fans. Oh, God. This has been a long tradition at football games. I don't understand this. I really would love to get a bunch of black people into southern black people, not ones out here who's never been exposed to any of this. Right now, you know what? This stuff just would make anybody puke. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're involved and engaged, and you know, helping move through the process. And I do so much. Thank you for the time that you're spending with me. And be responsive. Get involved in the conversation. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to, if it's a specific topic or guest that you want me to bring on, you got to send me an email with a capital TRS. I go through so many of these during the day, I forget to answer some of them. Sometimes I just can't get a hold of the person you want me to get on. But I'll try. Not the end of the world for me. I mean, I'm pretty stubborn about stuff. So go back, if you missed any part of the show and you really want to pay attention, listen, hear it, enjoy it, head over to the website, realside.com. I got my classic podcast, all kinds of fun stuff up there. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day.